This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for the puzzle. Let's begin with last week's challenge from Will Shortz. He's, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master.
Name a style of music, change the middle letter to a B, as in boy, and you'll name a style of cooking. And there are several ways to spell the cooking style, but this answer is one of them. What is the style of music, and what's the style of cooking?
Well, more than 1,700 of you figured out the answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Ken Hudson from Midlothian, Texas. Congratulations, Ken.
Hey, thank you, Audie.
So what was the answer to last week's challenge?
Well, the music style is Baroque, and the style of cooking is barbecue.
All right, nice job. So did you actually have to flip through a cookbook to figure this out?
Even easier than that, I just did a search for cooking styles and had to find one word that had the letter B dead center in the middle, and that kind of led me intuitively to Baroque.
Although now that I think about it, a Texan guessing barbecue, that actually shouldn't involve that much work.
I wish I could claim that talent, but any good Texan will tell you there's a difference between grilling and barbecuing. I grill. Most Texans barbecue, and that's a little different, much more involved.
Ken, what else do you do there in Midlothian, Texas?
Well, Audie, I'm a stay-at-home husband. My wife goes to work, and I'm here in the house with three dogs. I have 15 chickens in the yard, and I do home renovation projects.
Well, that's great. Before we continue, I want to welcome the New York Times puzzle editor and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Hi, Audie, and congratulations, Ken.
Well, you know, some mail came into NPR recently for you, and one was a package that we forwarded to your house, and I was wondering what it was.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Jim Ball of Jim's Books in West Des Moines, Iowa. He sent me this little crossword booklet from 1925, which was during the start of the crossword puzzle craze. It's called Mosaic Mysterious. It's an American booklet of French language crosswords, and I've never seen it before. Very nice.
Well, hopefully you won't be pulling any French puzzles for Ken today, right?
No French. No, sorry.
Do you speak French, Ken?
Italian.
Oh, okay. All right, Ken, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Indeed. Let's go.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Ken and Audie, I have a series of little word teasers. Let's jump right to it. Number one, think of an animal whose name starts with O. Put an F, as in Frank, in front to name another animal.
An animal whose name starts with O, put an F. Audie?
I'll give you a hint at that. These are both short names.
Okay, ox and fox. There we go.
There you go. No help needed. Number two, a musical instrument starting with L. Put an F in front to name another musical instrument.
Lute and flute.
Excellent. Part of a hat starting with R. Put a B in front to name another part of a hat.
Okay, rim and brim.
Good. All right, try this. A bird starting with E, put a T, as in Thomas, in front to name another bird.
Okay, a bird starting with E. The eagle and the teagle?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a teagle.
Yeah, no.
Good try, though, Ken.
The egret and the tegret.
There's no tegret, sorry.
Oh.
I'll tell you, this E bird is found mainly in crosswords, not so common in real life. It's a variety of eagle found along the seashore. Oh, think of a seabird starting with T and work backward. What would be a shore bird starting with T?
A shore bird starting with the letter T.
There's some birders who are hating us right now.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. The E one is an urn, E-R-N.
Okay.
Say sea eagle.
And then the tern. The urn and the tern. Oh.
All right, let's try this one. Part of a barbecue starting with P, as in Peter. Put an S in front to name another part of a barbecue.
Part of a barbecue. The pit and the spit, of course. The pit and the spit.
That's it, good. And here's your last one. A boy's name starting with A. Put an R in front to get another boy's name, and then put a B in front of that to get a girl's name.
Andy, Randy, and Brandy.
Aww. So fast.
Whoa.
Nice job.
Well, great job,
I got
job,
to finish
Ken.
On an upswing anyway.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ken, which member station do you listen to?
Yes, my wife and I are members of KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth Denton.
Well, thank you so much for being members. Ken Hudson, thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
It was a pleasure.
So, Will, what's our challenge for next week?
Yes, think of an animal whose name contains an O, change the O to an H, and rearrange the result to name another animal. What is it? So again, an animal whose name contains an O, change the O to an H, rearrange the result to name another animal. What animals are these?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Audie.